The latest figures on interest rates in Luxembourg have just been released, showing a general trend towards more affordability. Thousands of flights and over 500,000 passengers will be affected by a 24-hour strike at several big airports in Germany today. All morning flights to and from Luxembourg to Berlin, Munich and Frankfurt have been cancelled. Prime Minister Luc Frieden is receiving his counterparts from the Netherlands and Belgium at Sinningen Castle today to focus on European and international news. In other news, Ukrainian President Zelensky is due to arrive in Saudi Arabia a day ahead of crucial talks between the Ukrainian and US officials on ending the war with Russia. Meanwhile, Israel is due to send a delegation to Doha today for a fresh round of talks on extending a ceasefire in Gaza after cutting off the electricity supply to ramp up pressure on Hamas. Mark Carney has been named Canada's Prime Minister after winning the Liberal Party leadership in a landslide victory. And Patricia van der Weken has made history for Luxembourg, winning bronze in the 60-metre final in the European Athletics Indoor Championships. For more on these stories and for the latest updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Grey skies and light rain are making a comeback today, but temperatures won't drop too much. It's around 5 to 6 degrees now, going up to highs of 11 to 14 degrees in the afternoon.